Well, there's not any particular. Only the halters are not made of leather, you know. Made out of, again, the hackamore, you make one out of rope.
Uh-huh. A little rougher on the horse.
Yeah. It's called a hackamore halter.
Let him know who's boss early.
Yeah.
Well, what do you hold in your hands when you're driving a buggy?
Lines.
And if you're plowing?
Yeah.
Lines?
Lines.
Did you ever take a group of horses any place and have to feed them, not have a wagon or anything where you could put your feed? Did you ever have any of those bags that you put over?
I never did use those. I've seen them, but I never did use a feed bag.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen a lot of them. Well, horses eat out of them, all right.
Is there any special term for a band of saddle horses?
String.
String?
Mm-hmm.
Does all this sound familiar?
Yeah, I started saying remuda. I don't know the remuda, but it fits the string.
No, a string of horses is what they call them, as I would call it.
And what do you hold in your hand when you're riding a saddle horse?
Bridle reins.
Do you have racks like this for sawing planks and racks like this for sawing logs?
Hmm.
Where you put a log over here and use one rack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They use two of these for a plank up like
that? Yeah.
What would you call this one?
Saw rack.
How about this one?
Wood rack.
Uh-huh.
You lay that and holes up in that, you see. And the other ones were used for boards.
Uh-huh.
Saw rack and wood rack.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's the way we use those.
Uh-huh. If you misbehaved when you were a boy, what did your dad use on you?
Well, I guess I was luckiest human in the world. I remember one time my father striking me with a little old board.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time, too, not just...
That's
the only time.
Huh.
I stayed home as a man.
Well, maybe you weren't as lucky as your father. Maybe he had a boy who behaved.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But my mother now, she's the one that got you. She's going to get a switch, she'd call it a switch, off Peach Tree, and boy, she'd tan your britches.
Oh boy, I bet that hurt.
Well, she was a little more higher tempered than he was, and she'd always get to do the whipping first, and that saved him the job, I reckon.
Yeah.
He let her do it.
I guess I asked my question wrong, didn't I?
Suppose.
Did your father use a straight razor when he shaved?
Yeah, yeah.
Soap?
Yeah, soap. Brush.
Uh-huh.
Brush that lather on.
How'd he sharpen his razor? With a hone?
Yeah, hone the strap. Had a leather strap he'd finish up.
Uh-huh.
Hone it on a rock and then he'd finish up on his leather strap. The strap had two sides. One side had canvas and the other was leather.
Mm-hmm. Boy, they can really put a fine edge on it.
Yeah, but that last leather on there, boy, that thing will put an edge on there that you can just clip a hair off inch long.
Mm-hmm. Just a whistle.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a boy, did you have a plank that you put over a saw rack, a wood rack, or a log or something, and then maybe you get on one end and another kid on the other end?
Yeah. Seesaw.
Uh-huh. Did you ever take a stump and drive a pin in it?
Yeah. Call that a flying genie.
Go round and
round. And round.
Yeah. How about taking a big plank and putting two ropes on it, one on each end and get the middle and jump up and down?
Yeah. We used to do that.